So there we go. Okay, much better. Much better. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast and primary contributor at EatItAndLikeIt.com. Her name is Margaret Crenshaw, and she's fantastic. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fall has arrived in the Low Country. It's freezing outside.
I don't know that I'd call it freezing yet.
Well,
Feels good though.
yeah. Oh, wow. And I made a pot of chili over the weekend.
Oh wow, nice. I went out for my run Sunday morning, and I was scheduled for 12 miles, and it was so nice to run in that in this weather. Oh man, it was like, wow, this is
I
perfect.
know. I bet you feel like you can just keep going on and on and on
I
when
could, yeah. When the temperature drops, I have a mental goal. For those who don't know, I'm running the New York Marathon in about 20, I don't know, 27 days.
second year in a row.
Yes, and I have a personal goal to just be better than I was last year. That's it. Now, last year, I did not care about my time. I just wanted to complete the marathon. I stopped twice, had a beer, ate some pizza. totally did. I didn't care. I was talking, I was stopping and chatting with people on the street. I just did not care. I just wanted to finish. And my time was 6 hours and 40 minutes, which is, morbidly slow, but I didn't care. So this year I actually do care. Knowing that I stopped twice for shenanigans and I stopped a bunch of times to take pictures with people, it was just an amazing experience. I'm thinking I can easily wipe an hour off of my time. So all of that to say, yesterday's run was, I have kind of a mental, where I'd like to be pace-wise. And yesterday was my best pace of the year.
Wow.
So it kind of is coming together, but it was 12 miles, not 26. So, the other side of the mental block there is, can I keep that pace for 26? I don't know, because I'm not going to practice 26. I'll tell you that much right now.
That's right.
Yeah, that was one. The most I ran for practice last year was 18, and I did that twice. But I won't practice. There are people like, yeah, 3 weeks out, you should do a 20. No, expletive, expletive, expletive. I'm not practicing 26 miles, pal.
26
So
miles. Whoa, that's a long way.
it is a long way. It is a long way. It is a long way. So how was your weekend?
Very low key. Like I said, I made chili. I didn't have any clients here to show property to, so it was nice to not have to get up and get dressed and go entertain clients. And I was able just to, hang out at home.
That's good.
It was
That's good.
nice.
That's good. I got to thinking over the weekend what we would talk about this morning, and excuse me one second. Okay, I'm back. I'm gonna edit that out, by the way.
Got it.
Yeah. So I got to thinking over the weekend what we would be talking about, and with the temperature dropping and it was so nice outside. I had a book signing Saturday morning, and Oktoberfest was going on down at the JW Marriott Plant Riverside District. People were out. Sunday was a beautifully glorious day. So I got to thinking, there are so many popular spots on your island for outdoor eating. And Skull Creek and
Gosh,
I almost
yes.
called it Skull Creek Chop House, the Skull Creek area and Hudson's and all of that stuff. But do you, here I go, hold on a second. Do you have a favorite couple of places where you like to sit outdoors this time of the year or in the spring?
I don't have a favorite, but you're right. It's just getting outside. Oh gosh, you're right. Skull Creek Boathouse is a great place, great view up the creek.
Where is up the creek?
Off of Marsland Road on
Oh,
Fish, Fish,
yeah.
next to Fish Camp.
Well, I've never been there. What kind of restaurant is it?
It is mainly bar like
Gotcha.
in food types and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's very casual. I'm having a blip on the I called it Fish Camp, but it's not Fish Camp. The restaurant next door. I cannot believe it. You're gonna have to edit this
I
part out.
will.
I cannot believe I'm triggering you.
Well, I like to sit outside of the quarter deck. That's always a
Quarter
good
deck. Oh
spot.
yeah, awesome. Awesome. Anywhere in Harbor Town is great to sit outside.
Yeah.
Even my favorite San Miguel's has outdoor looking out over the marina.
Yeah.
You can sit and look at the boats and you're under a canopy, so you've got, a nice cool breeze coming in. And yeah, we haven't discussed the bank, the new restaurant. It's a beer garden, beer
Right.
and food garden, basically, located right on Pope Avenue next to the entrance to Shipyard. And the building itself was indeed a bank. It was originally Bank of America, which was before that it was NBFC. And I grew up in Shipyard right there, so that was where I had my very first bank accounts as a teenager, actually. But anyway, now it's a beer and food garden, and they've got huge out. I mean, it's like the whole idea is to order your food and then go sit. It's this huge area, and I haven't checked it out yet, mainly because it's been summer
Yeah, same with
and
me.
whatnot. But that one's on my list.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
say almost every restaurant here has some sort of outside space.
Yeah, it's interesting how many people are in search of dinner with a view. And while the island has, a lot of places that offer views, some restaurants don't have a view.
Yeah, some just set up three or four tables outside
Right.
the front door on,
Yep.
Oh, and then and we've got I think we've got three rooftop. Santa Fe has a rooftop,
It
which is
does.
glorious this time of year. It was, I think, the first rooftop on Hilton Head.
How did I never know that?
Yeah, there's a bar, an outdoor bar, and then they've got seating, and they'll have a guitarist play up there.
No kidding, I had no idea. No
And now
idea.
Smokehouse has their rooftop bar that opened up earlier this summer, and then also the Marriott Courtyard, the new hotel on Pope Avenue, has a rooftop where you can actually see the ocean from that rooftop.
Yeah, now I knew about that one. I knew about the one at the courtyard, but I didn't know, I had no idea Santa Fe has a rooftop.
They sure do.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Do you enjoy or how I should ask, because I know you enjoy it when you go, but how often do you get over to pool bar gyms?
I did not go any time to pool bar gyms this summer, but that's a popular spot.
It is a very
Gosh, and
popular
I,
spot.
oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't get there. The
you'll have to
last.
edit out that one too. Having a
Yeah.
brain blip. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So you don't,
My
do you ever go, do you ever get over there? When was the last time you were there?
I was there earlier this spring.
Okay.
Earlier this spring, I was there. I just don't, go to outside stuff as much in the summertime just because it's so hot.
Of
But
course.
I have his cookbook, not cookbook, drink mix book, signed. Got his autograph.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, he has his own cocktail cookbook that he put out actually a long time ago. Pool bar. So he the locate. Are you familiar with the? He was originally at in a different location.
Yes, I did know
Yeah.
that.
So this is his second location
Right.
at the Seacrest.
Yes. Yes. That's always a good time over there. I also like sitting outside at Carolina Coffee at Caligny there, right at the Circle. I like sitting there sometimes
Yeah,
because
that's a
of,
good spot.
yeah, the views, you know, in the morning it's coffee and later on, you know, it's more lunchy and coffee and then, you know, you got sandbar next door. It's
There's so much activity always going on down there with people walking and riding their bikes and
Yep.
lots of activity. And the Celebration Park now that's opened up across the way is
Yep. Yep.
lot of activity
Yep.
going on there.
Yep. Do you get over to Palmetto Bay Sunrise much than that whole outdoor thing there?
Oh, I go there quite a bit.
Really?
Quite a bit. Oh yes, first name basis with everybody that works there.
Very cool. Well, I
That's a
will.
good.
That is a good spot. I like the scene down there, and I'll use this opportunity to let everyone know that on Saturday morning, October the 28th, I will be there signing books. My new book is Savannah Food Crawls. It came out last week, and the reception's
I got
been
my copy.
the you got your copy, yep. Have you flipped through it yet at all?
A little bit, yeah, I
Yeah.
have. And so I want to come hang out with you while you sign books,
Okay,
and you
well.
can sign mine.
Okay. Well, I'll be there Saturday morning, the 28th. We will be signing and selling books if anybody wants to stop by and say hello. Hopefully, it'll be one of these beautiful fall mornings. And I suspect it will be crowded, and hopefully, we'll sell a bunch of books. So, yeah, make sure
It
you
will be crowded.
stop
Saturdays
by.
and Sundays, Sunday especially at Sunrise, is super busy. They've got a bar set up outside remote for Bloody Marys and mimosas because, you know, it's a popular brunch day. So,
Right.
yeah.
Very cool.
I hope lots of people will come out and grab your book.
Yes, I hope so too. We're doing one on the 26th at Burnt Church Distillery. That's going to be a lot of fun because the distillery they've decided anybody who buys a book gets a ticket for a free drink. So that's going to be a
That's
good time.
really nice.
Yes, so I'm inviting Bluffton to come out to that. That's the 26th on Thursday. Then the 27th, I won't be anywhere. But then the 28th, I will be at Palmetto Bay Sunrise for breakfast. Do you have much of a threshold for pain for cold anymore, or do you embrace this, or one of you, are you one of those where if it dips below 65, you're freaking out and you want to be inside?
I used to be that way, but no, I like the cooler temps for sure now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, oh my gosh, I just remembered. I frequented lots of lunch spots this week, but the most exciting was the new Mexican restaurant on Main
Yeah.
Street, Cactus Street Cantina.
How was that?
Oh my gosh. I had the Mexican street corn salad. It was so good. And the people I was dining with, everybody loved what they had. I got there at 10 minutes to 12. The whole place was packed and people were lining up at the door. It's the concept is there aren't any servers that take your order. So you walk in and you order at the counter, and then you go find your seat and the staff brings your food out to you. So that's more popular now, you know, to
Yeah.
do things that way.
Yeah.
But the whole place was packed and they have tables set up outside on the walkway. And it was really a great experience. They're
Very
gonna
good.
kill it there.
Oh, really?
There's
That's good.
no other Mexican restaurant in the area up here on this side. of the island.
Interesting. Interesting. And it's on Main Street, you said?
Yeah, it's right a couple shops down from Main Street Cafe. It's right across the street from the backside of Wise Guys.
Very good.
Great
Very good.
location.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you make it anywhere else last week?
Oh yeah, I went to Hinoki. I had my favorite dinosaur egg, which is it's a ball of rice, and it's covered in tuna, and avocado.
Huh, that's
It's
interesting.
drizzled with just this yummy sauce and onions. Oh, it's so good. One of my favorites. I also went to Amigos. Have you ever been to Amigos?
I have not.
It's so there's Fiesta Fresh, but then there's Amigos. And Amigos has the island-wide famous barbecue chicken salad that everybody loves. So we went to have one of those. It was a yummy experience always. Very consistent. It's huge too. You can split it.
Really? I can eat now. Watch out.
I
I
know.
don't know about splitting anything. This one's
You
mine.
and I do pretty well splitting things.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You just so yeah, so yeah, I did. I went out a lot.
That's good. More lunchy. You didn't get out for dinner though, did you? Not too much.
I did well, you know, my daughter was in town. She came Wednesday and left on Friday, so we had a lot of mother-daughter bonding time. So
That's good. That's good.
I waited on her hand and foot.
Of
I
course.
cooked for her. Yes.
That's what we do. That's what we do. And I know my daughter listens to this podcast, so she can see that it's not just me when she, do you want to eat this? Do you want to eat that? Can I buy you this? Can I buy you that? It's not just me.
That's right. Well, we had plans to go out and do all kinds of things, and we just, I don't know, we were just perfectly happy and content inside, and we just ended up never going anywhere. But anyway,
Yeah,
you
that's
know, and it
good.
was a good week for my real estate business. I got one of my listings under contract this
Very
week,
good.
so there was lots to celebrate.
Very good. Very good. Well, you got plans for this week for food?
Wide open so far,
Very
but
good.
yes, lots of opportunities to get out and eat some food. And I still haven't been to Etang.
Really?
Still haven't been. That's been on my list for like 2 months.
Yeah, I'm gonna invite you. We're gonna go. I will keep you posted on that.
Okay, keep me posted.
Yeah, I hope it's as good as the one here in Savannah, because the one here in Savannah is outstanding. So we will
Can't
go.
wait.
We will go. We will go. I'm gonna be on your island Wednesday, for the Italian, I think it's Italian Heritage wine event, wine experience,
Nice. Where's that?
at the Omni.
Oh, wow.
They do it out on the in the beach pavilion, so I'll be there for that.
Oh, it's going to be so nice. The weather is supposed to be great all
Yeah,
week.
one of my buddies, Bob Prust, who owns Hilton Head Wine and Spirits, he has semi-retired up to the Greenville area, bought a house on a lake, but he's back here for a week and a half. He texts me, "Hey, I'm come by. Bring me a book. I'll give you a ticket to the wine event." So I'm gonna come over for that for a little bit on Wednesday. So I've done it in the past when I've spent the night, but this time I'm not. I got to be back on the 12th. So anyway, looking forward to seeing anybody who listens to this who might be there. Please say hello. And I'll let you know, young lady, when I'm around. Maybe we can get over and have some of that Chinese food.
Yes. Oh, let's do it.
Very good, very good. All right, well, we're out of time. Let's get out of here. Get on with our week,
Good.
and start plotting our course to eat it and like it. You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Ah. All right, you have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and we'll talk soon, and we will see you all next week.
All righty.
All
Have a
right.
good week. I'll see
Bye.
you soon.
Bye.
Bye.